Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning.
Great to see you. Lovely t-shirt.
Thanks very much.
Did you choose that for me?
I did. I said, what would he like? And because you're into mad into sports gear. Now, this isn't exactly sporty, but this would be sporty for me.
For you, it is quite sporty. Yeah, Dermot would often come in a shirt or a polo and he'd look great.
I haven't worn a shirt for a long time.
Have you not?
No, I'm kind of getting into the t-shirts under the jumpers.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried a t-shirt under a bomber jacket?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my only kind of default, slightly better than a...
Do you have a shirt?
No.
No. I have, there's a minor kind of sitting there looking at me in the wardrobe. Are you going to wear me today?
Let's talk about Dermot Bannon, Celebrity Super Spaces.
Yes, yes.
What an amazing idea for a TV show. Get into celebrities' homes, give us a look around, and we can poke around in the gaffes of famous people.
The key is the word super.
Right? Okay,
so they're
yes.
not just ordinary homes, because there's lots of shows that go into celebrities' houses. Do you remember Lloyd Grossman, you went in years ago? Who lives in a house like this?
Now, let's do it, because like, obviously when I did the radio show with Dermot, he's a fantastic impersonator.
Yes.
So there'd be very few people
that
I would get the opportunity, but I could say this. Who lives in a home like this? And then he was like, oh my God, you can do Lloyd Grossman. I was like, now that's all I can say.
So they were kind of generally like very famous people, but they lived in semi-Ds.
Oh, it was one of my favourite things was seeing, like, as you said, like the kind of the lead windows or like the terrible curtains of, you know, as I love him, Richard Breyer's house. Somebody, you know, that kind of thing, like someone from the 80s on TV or something.
They live just like so this isn't like...
These are elevated.
They're not elevated, they're super spaces. So these are kind of quirky. They've done something themselves. It's not just somebody who's bought a house and lives in it.
Gotcha.
They have put their stamp all over it. So that's why they let us in.
Okay.
Because they have... A lot of what's in their houses reveals their personality. So that was... I had to go to my inner Louis Theroux.
Oh, I see. To try and tease out what's going on here.
To see beyond kind of... So why did you make it... like? For example, in the first episode, we were going into Vogue's house and Vogue and Spencer. And it kind of was a real insight into her, because it was like Grand Central Station.
The busyness of things coming and going.
Her sister Amber lives there. Yeah. Aunts were there. And that for her, when she's in Hoth, she wants everybody there.
Yes, yeah, that's what the idea is.
And it was really, really nice and warm.
Did Spencer show up with top off?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. I love Spencer.
Does he always do that?
He just never wears clothes. And listen, if I look like Spencer,
maybe
I wouldn't wear
this t-shirt. Would be off.
Damn, that's a different radio show that I really want to do.
There'd be no stripes. It'd be just all pecs.
Yeah, but I presume. Listen. As I said, if you run the marathons, he runs to do the workouts. He does. You know, you can probably afford to walk around. But he does. I think
and
famously,
he's good tan as well.
All those things.
Yeah, we have Irish pasty skin.
It's never going to change.
So you won't be seeing me anytime. Oh no, actually, I do get my kit off.
Oh, you do? Because don't you get into a sauna with Andrew Porter?
Yes, and into an ice bath.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's when it's kind of, that really tests your
mental. Can I just give you a piece of life advice?
Don't ever do that again.
No. take your top off, get into an ice bath, get into a sauna. But do it with someone like me. Listen, even Cahill's in too good shape. Andrew Porter is an Irish rugby and one of the biggest, strongest men. Yeah. Everyone's going to look like a weakling next to him.
I know. I just had to suck it in.
You're a brave man. You're a brave man.
I was careful. I know where the
good angles.
Is.
Yeah.
From the back.
Everyone looks good from the back.
Everybody looks good from the back. Joanne McNally's house.
I see Vogue and Joanne.
Yeah, one in each episode.
So
Vogue's in Sunday night's episode, and then Joanne is the following
week. Sunday, right. So Sunday night's on RT1.
Yes, half 9.
Don't miss it. Dermot Bannon, Celebrity Super Spaces. Yeah. Okay, so Vogue and Joanne. So Joanne's home, I would imagine, very different.
Yes.
From
it's
Vogue's.
Like something out of The Simpsons.
Right.
Bright colours.
Okay.
Brash. She immerses herself in, I think she buys everything online because she has no idea the size of it. And some of the furniture doesn't really fit.
Gotcha.
So, so the legs had to be sawn off a chair.
Incredible.
But that's just, and what did she say to me? It was actually very funny. When I walked into the house, I said, so like the light in here is amazing. Which way is south? And she's like, I don't know, I'm not a pirate. But she has
pirates and archaeologists, the only people who intrinsically know the direction of the sun.
Well, at 12 o'clock it's there. That's south. But people were very nervous about opening up their front doors to us, and they were we know where this is leading, don't we?
I know where you're going with this. I may or may not have gotten a phone call from Dermot's
people.
You did
get a phone call.
I did
get a phone call, and the reason I wanted to go to your house is because you've done lots of, you're a designer. at heart, aren't
My
you?
Wife is. I'm,
Go away.
Okay, bits, but you know, but she is.
Most
yeah,
of your Instagram feed now is you building TV cabinets.
True. Yeah. I sort of like to get my hands dirty, but no, in terms of the actual design of things,
but
it would mostly
like
go from
design.
But I love it. I love design.
And your
I
house is quirky, and I do know your house, and I know the little intrinsic things that you've done
to
make it work.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that was also was what I'm fascinated by, because you have been constantly working on it, and then you have your little room upstairs. And before anybody puts their mind racing, it's a snoring room.
It's a snoring room, yeah. But get away from the good lady.
It's but you know, you were interested in that, so that's why.
Sure.
But you weren't keen.
I wasn't keen. Listen, I love you, Dermot, and I will do many things with you. But I have a thing.
Here's
about,
the contract.
I have a thing about television. Yeah, look, people will probably
you're not
noticed
for television.
No, that I've been on the radio for 25 years, and I've never really done television.
So
and
you don't even see your face.
No, I'm quite happy for that to be seen. I've got cameras on me right now.
What's the reason?
It's never appealed to me. Although I do love my house, and I would enjoy showing off the bits of it.
Yeah.
I just went, no. And even with the trusted hands of Dermot Bannon at the wheel, I just said, no, do you know what? This just isn't for me. So, but look, that's not, I think the show is, I can't wait to see inside John McNally's house or whatever, but I just didn't want to do it myself.
I stayed in my lane. Like my job is as a designer. So I'm going through the design decisions there and seeing how that, and I did.
One thing about that though, before you go on, right? Because in Room to Improve, you are allowing your design to be the kind of the thrust of what's happening.
Yes.
Then input from the client and the builder, and then eventually we reach a compromise.
Yeah.
Whether you love it or not in the end is whatever. But not, I would say it's successful most of the time. You love it.
Oh, me. Sorry, not the rest of
you. But then when you do super spaces, you're going to places that you know will blow your mind.
Yes.
When it's celebrity super spaces, although you know, for example, that Vogue's house may be amazing, you don't know really until you walk in.
No.
Do we have to poker face you? Like, are we looking at your reaction and you go walking in and go someone and go, oh, that's what you did
The job? I don't do that.
No, I know you don't, but I'm just saying, do you have that feeling sometimes?
No, I go in and whatever my reaction is, you'll do it.
So the
producers, like when we arrive, say at Joanne's house, like I had to sit in the van for 20 minutes while they went up and got set up, and they
got
Joanne mic'd up. So the first time that I see anything, and that's
genuine.
Something we've always done.
Okay, well, 9:30 on RT1 on Sunday, and then the Sunday 3rd of May, the following Sunday as well, you see part 2.
I'm doing a nice little series on the census.
I was just about to say, don't forget, come to your census.
Yeah,
Dermot is taking over RT all Sunday apparently because he's on a 6:30 as well. But you're not getting away without earning your keep today.
Right.
Okay, question. So stick on a pair of headphones because I got a question in from Ronan Shanley, who wants to ask you this.
Dave, I just wonder if I could ask Dermot a quick question regarding planning on a 40 square metre extension to the rear of the house. We've got about a 23-ish square metre extension done, and we're looking to put an extension on top, if that's feasible, or do you need planning permission? I know the total of both the ground floor and above has got to be under or equal to 40 square metres. Do I need planning to go upstairs to build an extra floor on top? Can he answer that, if that's okay? Thanks very much, guys.
I don't know if you can, but I'll ask him.
I can too. So you are allowed 40 square metres in total. So if there's a previous extension added onto your house, you have to take that. So there's 23 square metres, so minus that 17.
17 is all you can do.
And if you want to go upstairs, you're allowed 12 square metres. So it's a total. But the rules, so you can go out the back of your house as long as it's out the back and you don't go to the side. Upstairs, you have to be 2 metres from your boundary. So if your house is only 5 metres wide, you can only make it one meter
each
extension.
So it has to be 2 meter gap.
Yes, because you can't just build upstairs. You could completely overshadow somebody's garden.
Of course you could.
So as an exempted development, you have to come in 2 meters from the boundary, and 12 square meters is all you're allowed upstairs. So there's a really good example on, there's a show called Room to Improve.
I've heard of it.
So we did one in Harmonstown last year, which kind of tested that. So we got the bathroom built upstairs, and that came in 2 meters from each side, and it was perfect because they had a wide site. So if you want to look back on the player on the Harmonstown one, that gives you what you can do for upstairs within an exempted development.
Brilliant. Hope that helps. Marie says, a question for Dermot. Adding a side extension, you can't have a window less than a metre from the border of your property, but can you have a roof light Velux on a single story?
Not yet. I think the rules are changing on that, but you can't have a roof light on the back of your house, but not on the side.
Not on the side.
So, but if it's a flat roof, you can.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah. Because you won't see it and you're not, there's no, so I suppose like, think about it, exempted developments are to kind of to protect people either side of you or the look of the street. So, so if your back garden is big and you can put 4 square metres, they'll allow that. But the reason that they wouldn't put a Velux or a roof light on the side is because you could potentially be overlooking your neighbours.
I remember my neighbour got an extension done and ended up having to put a kind of a pencil thin
window.
Long, but along the extension, because they couldn't put a big window frame in.
To look into you.
It wasn't into me, it was into the neighbour behind
us. That was to protect them.
Yeah, dead right. Jennifer says, Dermot, we have 3 small kids that will quickly become teenagers. We love the house we are in. It is a 3-bed and attic converted to a bedroom. However, living space is kitchen and sitting room. We don't want to build an extension to just build it into essentially a bigger sitting room. Any advice on how we can utilise our current living spaces?
Oh, they don't want to build an extension.
No.
So they're happy with the spaces that they have. Generally, the reason that people start to buckle at the seams is storage.
Storage,
and putting things away. Things like if utility room becomes really important, somewhere to hang out the washing, you know, when it's lashing rain.
Yeah.
So actually clever storage, putting things away. A house will feel like you don't need a huge amount of space in a house for a family. Like as long as there's a space for everybody on the couch,
yeah,
kind of generally
makes sense. Yeah.
The days of having like 20 people over every weekend to your house is probably, nobody does that.
No.
Nobody.
And if they do, let them off.
Let them sit on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
On the side,
yeah.
Nobody really cares.
No.
So I think just making sure that you have enough space for the family, but it's what we get freaked out by, I think, is the clutter.
Makes
and
perfect
it's all
sense.
The stuff that's lying around. And we did one, again, I'll refer back to Room to Improve, a couple of years ago where the kids had taken over the entire sitting room. It was in,
I remember this,
Palmerstown.
Yeah.
And there was hurdles, there was everything. And they didn't want to get rid of any of that because this is our kids' house as well as ours. So what they did is we built a massive big wardrobe in one of the rooms.
There was like a wall and then behind that was
there
the
was racks. And we just got racks into it that could be adjustable so you could get the hurdles. There was even those exercise balls, you know, the ones that you bounce
at. Yeah.
That was shoved in. And so like something like that, a really good storage wall that can, and just that put racks into it that can move and change and that you're not like designing them.
That's fixed and then that's the only way it can be.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. And the final question from Sean, what colours would you recommend to try and make a space look bigger? Our sitting room is a tad bit dark and small and we don't want to paint it grey.
No, don't go grey. Go kind of, well, the trend this year is for a yellowy white.
Okay.
A slight bit of, but you have to, not it kind of.
Not magnolia. Do you remember that colour that everyone painted their house in the 80s?
I don't even know what paint colour this is, but somebody, I did a screen grab yesterday and it's from this guy that he's on Instagram. It's Fig, oh my God, can you pronounce that?
You're
good at the other languages.
Oh, Figueroa.
Yeah.
Figueroa from Portola.
So it's probably an American brand. So I presume somebody like Color Trend, something like it, will match it.
Will match it.
But that's the color. He said that's his favorite color. It makes the space look big, but it's a little bit cozy because white can be a bit stark.
Yeah, white can be stark, in fairness.
You have to work with, like, if you've got a white house, you have to bring in color and you have to have the right timber floors to match. You have something to balance it. This will work with everything.
So Figueroa from Portola, Sean.
And
look that up. And then
I do this all the time. I have a full list of screen grabs from my phone. You know when something does that?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've actually used one. I'm delighted.
Hooray, finally. You can catch Dermot Bannon on a couple of things this coming Sunday. You'll see him on Dermot Bannon's Celebrity Super Spaces at 9:30 on RT1. Then you'll get 2 helpings of Dermot on Sunday the 3rd of May.
Yeah.
6:30. With Come to Your Senses and 9:30 with the second episode of Dermot Bannon's Celebrity Super Spaces.
And if I read the news, I'll be down for the whole night.
He will. And the Ideal Homes as well. He's on that too, so make sure you don't miss him.
Today and tomorrow.
There you go. All right. Thanks so much for coming in, Dermot.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.